We're in Brachos, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbah Bar Bachana, Kevazin, Betle Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbah Bar Bachana said, when I would walk after Rabbi Yochanan, and he would go into the restroom, Kevah Bayle Meh, Lebet HaKisei, Kevah Naket Sifra Dagata, Aviyav Lan, when he'd have a sefer of Agadita, he'd have a sefer, some sefer of the stories of the Talmud, something like that, he'd give it to us, Kevah Naket Tfilin, no Aviyav Lan. But when he had his tefillin, that he wouldn't give us. He said, if the rabbis permitted me to take it into the bathroom because they were concerned, as we saw earlier, that people were stealing tefillin when people would leave them outside the restrooms. So they permitted people to cover up the tefillin and take them into the restrooms to ensure they don't get stolen. So he said, okay, so even though you guys are out here, theoretically I could let you hold on to it, I'll take them in with me because they'll protect me from all kinds of dangers. Their bathrooms used to be scary places. Different people got killed in the bathrooms. The Gemara brought a story. Prostitutes stole tefillin. All kinds of people. It's a good question. Same story with Rav Nachman. When he had tefillin, he wouldn't give us the tefillin. He said, if the rabbis permitted it, I'm taking it in with me because I could use the extra protection. Now, this is the source for the halacha that we say you don't walk with a sefer into the bathroom. Because you see, when he had a sefer, he gave it to his students. He didn't take it into the bathroom with him. When a person davens, he shouldn't be holding tefillin in his hand or a sefer Torah, because then he's not focused on his davening, because he's thinking, I might drop them. And the same thing is true, as we'll see, with a baby. And a person shouldn't urinate when he's holding the sefer Torah tefillin in his hand, because then he might end up inadvertently dirtying them. A person shouldn't sleep while he's holding the tefillin in his hand. Even if his sleep is just a dozing off, we're concerned that in dozing off he's going to drop the sefer Torah or the tefillin. So we're not talking about wearing tefillin, but holding tefillin in your hand, we say don't do when you're davening, urinating, or dozing, and of course sleeping. Shmuel says, same thing is true if you're holding a knife, or money, or a bowl, or a loaf of bread. Any one of these, if you're going to try to daven when you're holding them, you're not going to be fully focused. You're worried that these things will fall, and you'll get harmed from them. You're carrying a bowl of jello or soup. You're worried it's going to spill. You're not going to daven. You're not going to be fully focused on your davening. Money is the same thing. You're worried it shouldn't fall out of your hand. You shouldn't lose it. And the same thing, a loaf of bread. You don't want it to fall and get dirty. So these are things that you can't daven while holding them. People make this mistake with a baby. Very often you see people davening holding a baby. How focused are they? Rava said in the name of Rav Sheshat, he said this that we said, that you can't urinate while holding tefillin, that's only Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai were the ones that said leave it by the window near the public domain. Don't take them inside. But Beis Hillel said, take them in your hand. And Beis Hillel said, you could even take them in your hand when you go into a permanent bathroom. How much more so if a person is going into a place that's not really a bathroom, he's just going to urinate there, what's called a temporary bathroom. So certainly they would permit you to take your tefillin in with you. So now we ask a question. There's a braisa that says the following, and it has to be defined, and we're going to initiate one definition, and later on we're going to modify that definition. The braisa begins and says, what I permitted you here, I forbade you there. And the Gemara understands that to mean, what I permitted in a permanent bathroom, I forbade in a temporary bathroom. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time, because this is a long Gemara.